This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good morning. I'm Alex Degman in for Adora Namigande, and this is The Rundown. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson's policy agenda for this year includes passing the so-called Anjanette Young Ordinance, but the proposal is a watered-down version of previous pitches aimed at reforming police search warrant practices. 6 years ago, Anjanette Young was the victim of a wrongful police raid. She's since pushed the city to ban no-knock warrants, like the one that led to police officers barging into her home as she was naked and getting ready for bed. But now Young is pushing a version of her ordinance that does not include a no-knock ban. Instead, she says it'll require better search warrant training and data tracking.
We don't know there's a problem if you're not tracking what's actually happening.
Young says she agreed to taking out the no-knock warrant ban because she thinks recent court rulings would make it unlikely for such a ban to pass city council. Some Illinois lawmakers are pushing a bill that would require schools to expel students who sexually assault other students at school or a school-related event. Currently, there's no state law requiring schools to discipline students for sexual assault. The bill's being sponsored by two Republican lawmakers, one of them State Senator Steve McClure of Springfield. He says the hope is to prevent schools from sweeping these cases under the rug.
And if you don't know that what you're doing is wrong, you're never going to change your behavior. And staying in these environments with these other students that are vulnerable is a danger to them and a danger to the school system at large.
McClure says he's planning to work with Democrats who have a supermajority in the State House to get the legislation passed. One Cook County official says key information is needed to make residential property assessments more fair. Cook County Assessor Fritz Kagi says this missing information especially impacts assessments in Chicago's south suburbs. The lower the house value, the harder, Kagi says, it could be to get an accurate assessment.
The kind of factor that can swing your value of an upgrade of a kitchen or not, which might cost you $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, that can really cause a lot of variability there.
Kagi and 15 other tax officials from large urban areas are petitioning the federal government for more information about the interior state of people's homes. He says this is the number one way to make assessments more fair and accurate. An Illinois Democratic congresswoman is working to build up so-called deportation defense systems in the Chicago area. Delia Ramirez held a training on how to do that at a Northwest Side school this weekend together with a group of local elected officials. She wants residents to document ICE activity to protect those who she says may be unjustly targeted.
ICE wants to monitor and criminalize our communities. Well, we're going to be watching what ICE is doing. And so we had a couple hundred people here making sure that they understood who is coming, what are they saying, what are the numbers.
It's not clear exactly how many people ICE has detained in the Chicago area since President Trump took office, but the congresswoman believes that number is fewer than 200. Ramirez says she's also talking to suburban mayors in her district about monitoring ICE activity. Some other things you should know about today. Last night's 67th Annual Grammy Awards honored new music from artists such as Kendrick Lamar, Chappell Roan, and Beyoncé, who took home the top album of the year. But it was a Chicago composer from the 1930s and 40s named Florence Price, whose songs inspired the best classical solo vocal album. Lyric Unlimited artist-in-residence Karen Slack and pianist Michelle Kahn collaborated on the album of 19 unpublished songs from Price that won the Grammy. Price was the first black woman to have work performed by a major orchestra. New Chicago Bears defensive coordinator Dennis Allen says his goal is to help rookie head coach Ben Johnson transition into the role. Allen previously served as head coach of the Raiders and the Saints, while Johnson has never been a head coach at any level. Allen will call plays for the Bears' young defensive unit next year, and he says he feels the defense has quality players at all three levels that can help the team become a contender. Today's weather, looking at patchy fog before 9 a.m. Otherwise, it'll be cloudy with a high near 50. Wind gusts could reach as high as 30 miles an hour. I'm Alex Degman. Thanks for listening.